It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it is time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, folks, is 646-727-3279. I want to repeat that for you one more time so you can go ahead and program that in your iPhones, your Blackberries, your smartphones, and your Androids. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before, and those who may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, now each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out tonight, folks, it's not going to be any different. 2012 is here, folks. It's Tuesday, February the 7th, 2012. It's awesome. It's going down. Congratulations to the Super Bowl winning New York Football Giants for pulling out a stunning one this past Super Bowl Sunday. And I must admit, the game was great. You know, it was a little, it wasn't the way I expected it to go a little early, but the game was great. Shout out to Eli Manning, son of Archie Manning, for doing his thing and representing. Me personally, I think Justin Tuck should have been the MVP, but that's just me speaking out the side of my neck, but that's okay. Folks, if you want to follow us online, be sure to check us out, howwasyourweekend.com. The site is currently under construction because we're doing some great new things for you right now. For those of us who follow us on Facebook, it's How Was Your Weekend page, also spelling was with a Z. And check out my personal website, andybrownspeaks.com. Today's show is brought to you in part by One World Unlimited, folks. One vision, one goal, increasing you. One world. That's how we do. So I want to send a big shout out to Miss Ebony Benson, who chimed in with us last week. This beautiful young lady was doing her thing, and she opened up the website, the gateway to his locker room, and that's going to be called the Powder Room. And also Miss Bo Brown and the Dallas Diamonds women's football team for standing up and showing out with us last week. If you missed the show, it's entitled She Got Game, and fellas, the ladies showed that they got game and they can stand up and represent their own. But today, we move forward. It's Black History Month. We're stepping up and we're showing out because it's very necessary for us to understand before we can move forward, we must definitely understand where we have been. And this is not only cliche, but it is also our lifestyle. So please understand that and take this very, very seriously. For those of you who may be understanding the show, what we're going to talk about tonight is pioneers in Black America. Now, what that means is, oftentimes we hear of the Martin Luther Kings, the Oprah Winfreys, the Malcolm X's, the Jackie Robinsons, even the Tyler Perrys, and also our president, Mr. Barack Obama. But sometimes there are people who are doing great things that we just don't mention, but they paved the way for greatness to be elevated. Now, it caught me a little bit off guard, and for those of you all who have been following us for the past 2.5 years we've been on the air with the online happy hour, one show that we did, the one of the first 6 weeks or 6 months that we did the show, was a great one. It was a privilege and an honor. We talked about shadows off the court, how your lifestyle can be changed, how we have the perception of basketball players and athletes from time to time, but we want to break that down. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some great people come and chime in, and tonight's show, my very first guest is a very special man, an outstanding gentleman. Some of you may know him. Some of you may not. But when the question does get asked, and I ask this to several people, you know, they can watch their favorite team go up and down the court every night. They check LeBron's stats. They check out Kobe's stats, trying to find the next MJ, trying to find the next Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. Who's leaving a legacy? But who started all this? You think it was Elgin Baylor? You think it was Wilt Chamberlain? You think it was Bill Russell? Well, you're sadly mistaken, folks. We have on the line with us right here the pioneer, the man who paved the way for so many young black Americans to play in the NBA, in the game of basketball. Mr. Earl Francis Lloyd, and it's my privilege and my honor to have him be a part of this show once again. Mr. Lloyd, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. We all right.
Online happy hour.
I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to rock and roll anytime you are.
Let's do it. Let's talk about it, man. How have you been? Let's talk about that. How you been doing?
I've been terrific. You know, I where I live in Tennessee is in the Bible Belt, so the word blessed is thrown around real loosely. I mean, even the heathens use it. But when I tell you on your show this night, I have been blessed. You take it to the bank.
That's real talk. That's real talk. It's an honor and privilege to have you here. Just want to kind of give the people an update on who we're talking to. We're talking to a retired legend, folks. You know, he was the first African-American to play in the NBA back in the 1950-1951 season. So there were a few others that may have followed you. Mr. Chuck Cooper, Mr. Nate Clifton, and Hank Dazzani, and they say that you were known for your defense. Back to the ninth round, 1950 NBA draft. 1950 NBA draft, because they focus a lot on the draft nowadays. Who's coming out? Coming out of Duke, they're leaving high school early. What was it like? Kind of let us know, what did you feel like coming into the draft knowing that it was about to be a different change of pace in the NBA?
Well, let me put it this way. I knew absolutely nothing about the draft.
Okay.
You have to have an appreciation for the racial climate in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
In 1950. Then here I am, you know, a little small black college, West Virginia State College, but the greatest place on earth, walking across my campus.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine stopped me and said, I heard your name on the radio. I said, well, were the cops looking for me or something, you know? He said, no, there's a pro basketball team in Washington called the Washington Capitals, and they drafted you to play. And the Capitals are owned by Uline Arena. And the only time we were allowed in Uline Arena was like on fight night. Other than that, you couldn't get in there. So, the thought of being drafted never entered my mind.
Okay. Wow. That's different because now it looks like that's, you know, in college and high school, that's one of the biggest things that they look for.
Well, Andy. You know, you could add, I have a book out there, and a lot of people bought this book and they read it, and they asked me, was this a basketball book? I said, no, it's a human spirit book.
Mm.
Now, I was asked a question about my first pro training camp, 1950. They said, well, how was it? I said, it was fantastic. They said, well, why was it fantastic? I said, well, you know, at my early age, at 22, just out of college, this is the first time in my life that I truly believe that the playing field was going to be level.
Okay.
And if that was the case or the scenario, for use of a better word,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was ready. You know, there's a thing about we all have a self. Self and I had a long conversation before training camp. We had a long conversation. He said, now, you know, I know how you feel about how you've been treated over all these years, you and your loved ones, you know, and your classmates in your high school. You know, here you are. You're on the cusp of a very important event.
Absolutely.
So now, as self, you know, you can be as a lot of people, but you can't be as me.
You're right about that.
So is it no? Like Jim Brown asked Richard Pryor after that, all that fire stuff. All he said was, "Man, what you gonna do?" So self asked me, "What you gonna do?" I said, "Self, you got to understand something, man." I said, "You're a black kid. You're a young black kid in D.C. You're a number 9 draft choice."
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the record books today to try to find more than one 9th-round draft choice who made a professional team in 1950, you're going to find one name.
All right.
So now, Self said, well, you still ain't told me what you're going to do. I said, Self, when you're a number 9 draft choice, you have to impress somebody very quickly. Because if you don't, you're going to be the first group of that 18 who's going to be sent home. I can't afford to be sent home because I represent too many people.
I'm trying to tell you. We're talking about pioneers in Black America, folks. We're on the line with Mr. Earl Lloyd talking about it. I mean, those days were good. Segregation, the media.
It was rough, man. So I told Self, don't worry about it, man, because I'm going to get it handled. He said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to transform myself. He said, into what? I said, I'm going to transform myself into a full-size, life-size Tasmanian devil.
Okay.
Now, that is a true attention getter.
I know that's right.
And the rest is history.
He's not lying, folks. You got to make that change. Now, I want to ask you this because a lot of people want to know. They're asking me. My phone is blowing up with text messaging. Was there a lot of pressure that you felt?
Well, you know, the only pressure that I felt, I don't believe in putting pressure on myself because I really believe that I was prepared.
Okay.
But the pressure on me that I felt was, you know, there are a lot of people invested in me. I don't mean money. So I'm talking about nurturing and being there when you needed somebody to be there, or a whole bunch of other things. You know, and my worst nightmare is to let people down who are invested in you, and you didn't give it your all to change the outcome. So I was ready, man. I was ready.
Well, that's what's up. Here we go, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com. We are on the online happy hour, and we're joined today by Mr. Earl Lloyd. And Mr. Lloyd, I want to take a few phone calls because the people have questions.
Yeah, be my guest.
All right. Now, we had a gentleman that chimed in last time with us. He was an outstanding basketball player himself, and now he's a fantastic coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, good.
Doing some great things. Mr. Bobby Hill is on the line. Bobby, how you doing? Can you hear us? Maybe we had a bad connection.
Tell Bobby to come on, man, because I got something special for him.
Hey, what's going on? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Lloyd? What's going on, Andy?
Bobby, let me tell you something, Bobby. If it got any better, boy, it wouldn't be fair.
Oh, man, that's good, man. I'm going to have to put that one in my pocket and use it on a rainy day.
Mr. Lloyd, Bobby's doing some great things here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with these youth.
Well, let me cut you off for 1 minute. Bobby, let me tell you something. Coaches, I understand you're a high school coach, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something, man. The coaches in my life,
yes,
without
sir.
Them, there would not have been any life for me. So coaches, I mean the real coaches, I mean the ones that are serious about it, the ones that's in coaching, not for their self-aggrandizement, but for the young people that's going to come by you. But
right.
Without my coaches, man, let me tell you something, man. I don't know where I'd be.
Wow.
So you and people like you occupy a favorite high place in my heart. Now, you can take that to the bank.
And I appreciate it, man. You know, for you to say that, I mean, I'm speechless. And You know, and Andy knows this. I look at as coaches, man. We have a special calling. You know, not only do we, like I tell Andy and most of my clients, I don't just teach basketball. I teach life through the game of basketball, and that's an honor to be even. It's an honor to be called a coach for a kid to walk down the street and say, "Hey, coach." That's an honor for me, and it's an honor for them to recognize and to see that light when they say my name. It's like I see the light that I put in them. I see the positive effect I have in their life.
Well, you know, Coach, in a little town I was born and reared in, of course, now it's big time city, Alexandria, Virginia. My high school coach, I mean, he epitomized what a high school coach ought to be. The man never raised his voice, you know. But he had something that a lot of folks don't have,
right?
And that's presence. When he walked into a room, you knew somebody in that room was important.
Right.
And he's the kind of guy that never raised his voice, never cursed. You know, but he taught us a very valuable lesson about living, you know, and taking orders and all that kind of stuff, you know. And he told us, he said, look, I'm a normal human being. I have a wife, two kids, a mortgage, a car, and I work hard every day on my job. He said, now, I'm not always right. No, nobody, anybody that's normal is never always right. But he said in a hushed tone, he said, I'm not always right, but I'm always in charge.
right.
And when the guy tells me, I said, why aren't you playing? He said, I don't get along with my coach. I said, well, I don't even want to talk to you.
Right.
I said, anybody that dumb or your game, you tell me you love to play and you're not playing because you can't get along with the guy who decides who plays. Man, get out of my face, man. You're gone somewhere,
wow.
Boy.
Y'all better understand what we're doing tonight. This is Pioneers in Black America. And we have the legend himself, Mr. Earl Lloyd, the very first to be drafted into play in the NBA. And I think this is great, Bobby. Just what I'm thinking about, we're talking about coaching right now. You know, let's look at that. I just want to ask you, gentlemen, you know, do you think that this generation can appreciate everything that's going on for them as far as the game of basketball is concerned? I mean, the league is 80% Black American.
Yes and no. And actually, my phone is about to die, so I might have to go charge it, but I answer this. I think some of it is we appreciate. I think the saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lloyd, hindsight is 20/20 vision. You know, I didn't really appreciate it myself when I had my coach until I left.
Right.
You know, and I think they recognize some of it, like they see some of the value. But until you see exposed to different things, you be like, man, I really had it good. I think it was a song saying, you don't miss the well till your water run dry, something like that, right?
Oh yeah, that's an old one, but it's still absolute. But you know, it's people ask me, say, man, I know you mad. I said, well, man, about what? All the money they making. I said, man, let me tell you something. I said, it pleased me. I want you guys to listen to me. It pleased me to be in a position early on that would allow these kids the kind of living they make. And
wow.
And the only thing I want to leave with them as relates to taking care of business, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
Hello, investment strategy, folks. That's real talk. This is called wisdom. This is called wisdom. For those that are listening, all the folks, the lines are blowing up right now. This is called wisdom. So all the ballers out there, everybody who's got to get the big car right now, you got to get the flashy bling right now. Hear what's going on. Hear what's being said. These are the pioneers, the people that who have understood what it takes. So I was saying, it's been there, done that. This is the truth right here, folks. You get it right here on the online happy hour. This is truth being stated. Mr. Lloyd, it's awesome, man. I mean, what is your takeaway, the way the game of basketball has changed?
Well, let me tell you how it's changed. First of all, the kids are bigger. They're quicker. They're faster. And they're richer. That's the changes. You know, we have some people who played during my time, and it's easy to have a little green creep in where you're a little jealous of a kid, you know. And a lot of people say, man, they're not fundamentally sound. I said, that might be true. I said, well, but you bet your sweet bippy boy, these people can play. I mean, they can. That kid from the Bulls, Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
They had a saying in D.C. on the playgrounds when a guy was really good. They said about Elgin Baylor because he was the best playground player that came through D.C. They said, he ain't nothing but the truth.
Okay.
Derrick Rose, boy.
Shout out to Derrick Rose of the Chicago Bulls right about now, folks.
Hey, man, the boy's quicker than Silver.
Yeah, he got skill. I can't even lie about that. Chicago got a winner with him. I hope they keep him around for a long time.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. This kid is 1 year removed from high school, man.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this kid played. He played one season, you know, at Memphis, and number one draft choice, and he's proven to him that they made the right pick.
Yeah.
Because he can do it all, man.
I would agree with that completely, folks. Pioneers in Black America, Mr. Earl Lloyd, the first African-American to play in the NBA, is on the phone with us right now here on the Online Happy Hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Be sure to text somebody, tell your Facebook friends, go ahead and tweet this out. They don't want to miss this call. We have some more pioneers that's going to chime in. I want to ask Mr. Lloyd one other question, because this is something that just intrigues me. Because when you played in the 50s and in the early 60s as well, and whether the game has evolved and the way that it's changed, is there anything that you would like to see happen in the NBA, something more of, or something that you would think they would want to get rid of?
Well, you know, it's that would be an individual thing.
Okay.
I mean, because different kids, I mean, even with the kind of money they make, and I don't begrudge on that, but different people have different needs, you know, and different people play differently. So I want to say, one of the real big differences, man, is the speed and the veracity of these big seven-footers, man. We had some guys who were like 6'10", 6'11", 7 feet, they could run through the 3 seconds lane in 3 seconds.
Okay.
and whoever said, somebody in sports somewhere coined a phrase, and it's so true, it's unbelievable, man. Speed. Speed kills.
Speed kills. I think that was John Madden that said that over in the for the NFL, because you are not joking. Speed kills.
Speed kills, man.
Now, you mentioned your education, you know, coming from a predominantly all-black college.
Yes, sir. The State College of West Virginia Yellow Jackets. Well, you know, I was part of a symposium down in D.C. Last year, and the guy asked me a real intelligent question. He said, tell me one thing, where segregation helped us. I said, now, I don't know about you, but it's a little closer for me, because when I started college in 1946, now, and I can see you all counting on your fingers to see how old I am. When I started in college in 1946, the best black talent in the whole basketball world was on the eastern seaboard of this country, and those schools would not take black kids; they wouldn't give them scholarships. Consequently, most of those guys found their way to the CIAA, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, And man, let me tell you something, boy. It was truly, truly competitive. It's competitive, man. And then when I was in school, 1946, I went, they had guys coming back to school from World War II. So I got teammates who were 24 and 25 years old, man. And I'm an 18-year-old kid as green as corn. But we have a history of watching over each other.
Yeah.
So they took care of me, man, and they let me develop. And for my freshman and my sophomore year, man, you wouldn't recognize me, man.
You get that. And I'm going to get into some entertainment in just a second. We have a young lady that we're going to bring in. I definitely want her to because she's got some good stuff with writing.com. But before we do, because we're talking about, you know, black colleges, historically black colleges, that is, and it wouldn't be right if I didn't shout out to my own Grambling State University.
What's your school?
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear the school name of the school.
Grambling State University. There's a gentleman online who actually went to Grambling before me,
right,
who is doing some great things here in the business world. Now, you've heard of ADT Security Systems.
Right.
Now, this gentleman actually stepped out, used to work for ADT, and stepped out on his own and said, you know what, I can do this myself, and started Security Advantage, the lawn system.
Oh, cool.
So it's not only here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but he's expanded that not only nationwide, but globally. I mean, it's big in Africa now.
Oh, ADT is bigger than life, right?
I want
to... You know that when I heard the Newt Gingrich make the comment that these kids don't have anybody that they see going to work as a role model.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you can't even get mad at that. I mean, all you got to do is laugh. Now, you kidding me? And I mean, you know, we know better because we were there. But
yeah,
what you going to do, man? You got folks and you got folks.
You're right. But we got good folks with us tonight. We got a man, his name is Mr. Gerald Walker. I've been privileged enough to just be in this man's presence from time to time. Mr. Lloyd, he's a great man. I want to bring him on the phone to chat with us a bit. Gerald, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing, Andy?
Doing good, man. Gerald's here in Dallas, Texas, Mr. Lloyd.
Gerald, what's your last name?
Walker.
Gerald Walker, okay.
It's a pleasure to have you on, Gerald. Man, tell us about yourself and let the folks know what's going on with you.
Well, you just told them I graduated from Grambling State University, 1984, with an industrial technology degree. Came to Dallas right out of college, got a job with Frito-Lay. Worked there for about 7 years before I started my first company. That was in 1992, and I've never punched a clock since then. So met you, Andy, at the church. We met at the church that we go to.
Sure did, yeah.
Yep, so... And,
well, you know, my mother told me years ago, and this lady, she's a fourth, fifth grader. She said, good things happen to good people, but you can't sit around and wait for it to happen. You know, when you're praying for something, when you get up off your knees, and go do something.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. And you know, character is a big deal because... respect and character were two of the biggest staples in my household with me growing up. And out of character, the derivative is characteristics. Now, there are a lot of characteristics out there, you know, like, you know, being honest, forthcoming. I have two favorite ones. And my favorites... You got to be reliable. I don't care how good you do what you do. If you don't show up on time to do it, you know, you're a waste.
That's real.
Yeah, you got to be reliable. Now, the next one is my all-time favorite. And the next characteristic, if you don't have it, all the other ones you have mean nothing. And my last one, it is courage. If you ain't got no heart, man, you know, you're afraid to make a decision. So So now I know you got some heart because you made a decision and stepped out there, and now you're doing well for yourself.
Absolutely.
And that makes me proud, man, really, because there are so many people who are doing well other than basketball, but you don't hear about them enough. And that's why I appreciate Andy, because I was on Windows the first time. I was really impressed, you know. And when he called me this time, I'm ready to rock and roll. But I have one bone to pick with this whole situation, man. Why do we have to set aside a month?
You're right.
I mean, every day on this planet, man, ought to be Black History Day for us.
Hello. Hello.
You know, that's no arm twisting. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. You know, it's 1 month is not enough, man, because we got too many people doing great things to get to them.
Exactly. Exactly. Gerald, I know you feel that.
Days, man.
Yeah,
so I'm
feel
sorry.
It.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
No, because I know Mr. Lord, I know Gerald, man. He's been, I mean, this just a small window of time frame. The man is always making it happen, man. He's always making it happen. So it's not just federal. It's not just 1 month that we need. Mr. Lloyd is right. It's a whole. This country was built on, as you know, our ancestors.
Right.
That's just keeping it real, folks. I mean, it takes that to step up and step out of the box, and that's what really, because a lot of people out there, they want it, they say they want it, but when it really comes down to it, they're gonna wait for somebody else and get mad at them because they did it and somebody else did it and they didn't.
Well, you know, man, I played three sports in high school. Consequently, that means that in the state of Virginia, you visit most of the major cities. And my mother used to tell me this. She said, you are going to a place today to play, and the people in that town will never meet me and your father or your two brothers. They will never meet them, your family. But they will judge us. My two brothers and my dad and my mother, they will be judged based on how you conducted yourself.
That's real.
And the last thing she would say to me, and she would say it twice, she says, "Do not." And then she said in a low whisper, and that's when it's real serious, she said, "Do not embarrass this family." And do you think I'm going to go down and act like a fool and come home and get killed?
That's real talk.
No, man. I was the best thing since sliced bread, man.
and some of us may have heard similar conversations, because growing up, this is what it is. I mean, what Gerald, tell me, man, what separates people from the rest? I mean, you got like people like yourself. You step out, man. You doing something in an entire company was doing at one point in time, and now you're doing that. You took that amongst yourself. What was in you to say, I want to do this?
Yeah, Anna, you know, I look at life like this. You know, in life, you're going to suffer. It's the point whether you want to suffer now, whether you're strong, or you want to suffer when you get older. But you in life, it's going to be a point in your life when you suffer. So it's best to suffer when you're strong and you still got your strength. And that's my theory, man. I stepped out there, you know, I take the risk, man, to make it happen, man. And you know my story. I started my own security company. Was in business for like 16 years in the security industry, but I stepped out on my own in 2000. I built one company, $14 million company, helped build that company to over $103 million in 4 years. And the owner of that company didn't offer one penny. So ADT hired me. I said, why would I build another company, help build another company, make a profit when I can do this on my own? So I stepped out on my own, and, you know, my company was very successful. I beat, as a black company, dominantly black company, I beat a billion-dollar company, which is ADT in the Dallas Metroplex. You know that. I beat them in sales every month and became the number one security company in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, you know, Gerald, let me say this to you, you know, and you made a point about if you're going to make some mistakes, you make it here, you know. Just like in pro basketball, man, you know, or even pro football, you see it all the time. you cannot afford to lose the last quarter.
Absolutely.
Right.
You got to win the last quarter, man.
Absolutely.
And what I'm saying to you is, and I can sense it, you know, if you go make, you can make a mistake in the first quarter, and you got time, you got time to correct it. But
yeah.
when you make that bad dumb foul, man, with 30 seconds to go, and you down, you got a problem. Now you can't afford to make mistakes. Period.
But you can't really afford
making mistakes at the end of the game.
Yeah. So
my hat's off to you, man. You know, and I wish you and yours the very best there is. Because whatever comes your way, man, I can tell that you truly deserve it.
And I appreciate
that. Y'all better get this, folks. This is real talk. Y'all hearing from pioneers in Black America. We're hearing from the legendary Earl Lloyd. We're hearing from the business guru himself, Mr. Gerald Walker. But it ain't just about the men. There are some women who are stepping their game up, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Girl was with the Z. Call in. Check this out. 646-727-3279. I got to get this young lady on the line, folks, because she's phenomenal. I mean, she's doing some big things. Arts and entertainment industry. Miss Sonia Promita. Now, she's worked with projects that have included platinum producers like Timbaland, DJ Premier, you know, Chemist, Will.i.am, you know, off the chain with it, with music. So it's out there. I want to bring Sonia on the line to talk a little bit about that and let folks know what she's got going on. Hey, Sonia, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Now, are you in Houston, Texas?
Yes, I am. I'm currently in Houston by way of Los Angeles.
Welcome to the online happy hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sonia, what is your last name?
Pruneda. Or you can
your
just
last
say
name?
Prue for short. Yes, Pruneda.
So that's your last name?
Yes.
Pruneda.
Yeah, Pruneda.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pruneda, you keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's an honor, by the way, it's an honor to be listening to you, the first black basketball player. That's awesome. My hat goes off to you, and I'm really privileged to be listening to you on this line right now.
Now, you're trying to make me cry, right?
No.
I appreciate it. Let me tell you what. Where I live in Tennessee, most of the people there have never met somebody like me, and I'm not trying to be grandiose, but I'm just saying that because of some of the things I've accomplished, and they know about it because it makes the paper every now and then. And I had a guy say to me, he said, "Man, don't you get tired of people coming here shaking your hand and hugging you and ladies kissing you and you shaking hands?" And I said, "Do I get tired?" I said, "Man." Now, young lady, you could appreciate this one. What is it about being adored that you don't understand?
Well, that can help me out as a young lady too, because I do have some situations where I get a little impatient. But that's a very good way to look at it, and I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind next time I get in those situations again.
But keep this in mind. I want you to keep this in mind now. Don't let perfection become the enemy of good.
I'm writing down your quotes, by the way. I'm a quote queen, and I love them. Perfection.
Let me tell you something. When you talk to me, you know who influenced me the most. My father's a good guy, worked hard. But my mother, she told me one time, I was somewhere where I shouldn't have been. And she said to me, she told me exactly where I was and what color underwear I had on. She told me the whole thing. And I told her, I said, "Well, I was there, but I wasn't doing anything." You know what she told me? Now, this is profound for a lady who made it to the fifth grade. She said, "If you ain't in the picture, you can't get framed."
Okay.
Now that's profound.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all she's saying is, we all had some friends who were fools in our younger life, but you got to learn how when one of them fools go west to do something crazy, you got to go dead east.
Yep. And I lived by that growing up. I tell you, I was the one that always went left when everybody was going right.
I'm telling you.
I pulled a couple of them to come right with me here and there.
Tell us how you got your start in entertainment and music.
Well, professionally, I got my first start when I started working as a assistant for a division of Virgin Records. I was working with two platinum producers at the time, and that's pretty much where I got my start professionally. I mean, I've always been in music for like forever, but I count it from that point on because that's when I really was, you know, professional and started like getting in with the big boys, basically.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, and basically that's, you know, I went through different phases of my career from wanting to be an artist to wanting to be songwriter to producer, you know, and it just led me to where I'm at now, which is I consult unsigned artists. I learn different things and I learn what I was good at. I mean, because we're all good at a little bit of something, but it's like what to find what you're excellent at is the best thing, you know, for people to try to do, at least for me. And my strength, you know, find your strength. And my strength was I was always connecting people. I was always networking. People are always coming to me for stuff, you know, regarding music and other things. So when I got that job in Virgin Records, I kind of piggybacked off of them what they were doing when I wanted, you know, when I was becoming a producer. And I decided, you know, from that point on, I wanted to, you know, build my own company.
Well, let me tell you what. Somebody at Virgin Records recognized the talent when they saw it. And lots of times people are good in certain areas, you know, but they try to do more than their capacity. You know, if you're a janitor, and I'm not knocking janitors because everybody needs some kind of a job, whatever job you have, let me change that. Do the best you can.
Yep.
And my parents always told me, they said, look, I don't care if you win or lose, because if you play long enough, you're going to lose some games.
Mm.
But did you do the very best that you could do? And that's just the way it was. I mean, Bill Russell proved that. Man got, what, he got 13 rings?
Mm, that's awesome.
I mean, I'm talking about 13 championship rings, not just rings.
Yeah.
But, young lady, look, you do me a favor. Do me a favor. You got to always reach back. And you sound like somebody who I know you reach back to try to help some young folks.
Oh, that's why I decided to become a consultant, because it was my way of giving back to, you know, people that have been in my, you know, I've been in their situation before, so I know how it is, so.
Well, I got a saying for you. This is a shout out for you. Blessings will always find you.
Thank you.
Hello.
This is what we do, folks.
I don't know where else you're going to get this in one night. It may not be on BET. It may not be on ESPN, but you can catch it on the online happy hour.
I really like that. Blessings will always find me.
Thank you so much. You know, there are a lot of people like that. I mean, blessings. I'm like that. Blessings. Everywhere I go, blessings find me.
And you're absolutely right, because I believe that what you put out is what you get back. So that's why I travel.
You know, my mother told me this a long time ago. When I became 16 years old, you know, my English teacher started a class on current events. And at 16, you started looking around, and you can see the difference, you know, as you saw when you were 15. So I started asking a lot of questions about, you know, I said, what is it about us as a people that these other folks think they can treat us the way they treat us, and it's allowed. You know, and the last person I went to of a thought was a reverend, and he politely told me, say, son, you know, the Lord will test you. I said, I understand the Lord, understand tests. But 300 years, after 300 years of testing, somebody ought to be able to tell me if I passed or not.
Exactly. Like, where'd you go? How much longer? Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
You know, I have to let the folks know, folks, that this is, you're going to get it right here. This is just true entertainment, true conversation, real talk from real people who are pioneers in their own right here in Black America. Now, we've got the entertainment world. We have a pioneer doing great things, Miss Sonya stepping up. We have a pioneer that's doing big things in the business world. Gerald is stepping up. And we have a pioneer who set the tone in the NBA. The first one on the court and said, look, I can do this. Who else is out there that's on this phone right now that's listening to this call, that's listening via internet, that has something inside of you that says, I can do this. I can make this happen. I don't want to just wait for somebody to put something in my hand. I can make this happen in myself. It has to be in you, folks. It's already in you. It's just, when are you going to let it come out?
Well, you know, you have to be aware of things, man. Like, I had a teammate from New York City. He said, Earl, he said, man, how come, you know, you always have on a shirt and tie? I said, man, I said, you know, tonight after the game, we were in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I said, that little nightclub that I go with you all sometimes, and particularly on a Saturday, I said, but if you notice, you know, when it starts getting a little late and you see there's a lot of drinking going on, it's time to go home because somebody's going to issue the magic word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's drinking going to say the wrong thing, you know. But, you know, my mother taught me this. She said, Earl, there are a lot of white people out there, a lot of them. And she said, all of them can't be bad. And, you know, and it's that right then and there I became the glass is full person. And I was taught by my folks and then suing folks who picked up the banner and ran for me that, you know, it's the people that call you names, you don't have a problem. The person with the problem is the person who calls you names because they feel inferior, and the only way they can feel good about themselves is to be better than somebody. And anybody who calls people's names, you know, they're better than no one.
Now, you know what? He's got a strong point on that. And I'm pretty sure, Sonya, I'd like for you to tell us this. Kind of let us know, especially, you know, double minority, if you will, Black woman. You know, what obstacles do you face now, you know, that really shouldn't be an issue?
Well, I'll start with just the fact that I am a woman in a male-dominated industry. I get a lot of men that are coming at me for other things other than business, and that is a very big challenge. That can
I know. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah,
Can I say this, Andy?
Yes, sir.
And I was working in the police department in Detroit as a civilian deputy chief. And at this time, man, these guys, women were just, whoo. So this guy said to me, he said, if you had a Fortune 500 company and your CEO had a heart attack and died, you conducted a search for a new one, you narrowed it down to two people. The skills were the same. I mean, they almost lockstep. There's only one difference between the two of them. One difference. She was a she, and he was a he. So he said to me, which one would you take? Which one would you take? I said, I would take the young lady. He said, well, why would you take her? Now he's upset because, you know, he's one of them dudes that thought ladies ought to be subservient. And so I said, I'd take the lady. He said, well, why would you take her? I said, let me paint a scene for you. There's a major meeting in New York. I'm sending the two of y'all up there, and how you perform might determine the life's worth of this company. Now, they go up there, they walk into this huge room, and this guy looks over, and there's a lady there who looks at him like she likes him. Now, he didn't forget what town he's in. He don't know who he works for. All he wants is for this meeting to end. Now, the lady, see, ladies have an edge on us because there's some activities that it's not as important to ladies as it is to men. The lady walks in, sees the guy that she likes, you know, let him know he's cool, put him on the back burner, take care of all the work she's supposed to take care of, and then, you know, you go and sip a drink. But I'm not down in men. I'm just saying that, and that's, now you know it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, it's true. I mean, man, you got to take care of business first.
Absolutely, always, and you're absolutely right. That is my mind thinks like that. Is first I got to take care of my business before anything else, and that's you got that right. At least speaking for me, from my perspective as a woman, that's how I look at things. So.
Well, you know, I've never been a chess beater, or a grandstander. You know, I was kind of like a silent assassin. You know, I try to make sure that if we were on the road playing, when it's time for us to leave, they were happy to see us leave.
Happy to see you leave?
Are they happy to see you leave? Man, you done kicked your butt from pillar to post. They want you out of there.
That's real talk. And I want to take a call real quick, folks. The phone lines are blowing up. These folks are listening to Pioneers in Black America. I'm excited about this show. It's going down as a classic in my book. Let's go ahead and take the phone call. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We are here on the online happy hour with greatness amongst us on the phone lines. I want to know if my man, he just chimed out. Okay. Tavares just checked out. But, you know, if Gerald is there, I know Song is still on the line, Mr. Earl Lloyd is on the line. I want to bring in another outstanding young lady, folks, who is doing big things. Now, I attended for 1 year. I played football there, and I joined my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma, on the campus of the University of Missouri, Eta Gamma chapter, that is. And there in Columbia, Missouri, is an outstanding lady. She's doing some fantastic work, founder and director of eHouse Community Services, which is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans and homeless there in Columbia, Missouri. And I'd like to bring her on, let her talk a little bit about what's going on with her being a pioneer in her own right, Miss Carolyn King. Carolyn, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. I've been listening to Mr. Lloyd. I'm doing just fine. I just enjoy all his words of wisdom. And I've written quite a few down so that I can reread. I'm serious, so I can reread them myself. A little bit about me. I also am from Tennessee. And I'm from Memphis.
What part?
Memphis.
All right.
Yeah.
Big blue country.
big blue country. But in my travels around the world and raising my kids, I decided I'd come back to Columbia, Missouri. I was here for about 3 years, and then I started volunteering at the VA hospital helping the disabled veterans. And then I saw a need in the community, whereas we have more homeless veterans and civilian and ex-offenders here in Columbia, Missouri. Now, we're a small entity, even though we have a 501, and we actually run off of donations. That's how we get to do the things that we have to do for the people here. This week especially has been, and it's only Tuesday, but this week has been especially hard for a lot of people here. And I have people who I am working with that live in trucks, under the bridges, and in the trees. So,
wow.
This is true. This is very true.
Okay.
So I have about 10 people that I'm working with right away. The University of Missouri has offered me 2 interns, and hopefully maybe tomorrow 3, that will also come in and work with some of the people that we have. People do not believe, and I came out of retirement to do this, people do not believe that there are hungry, homeless, hopeless, helpless people in this city.
And you got fools running around talking about safety nets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you this. When you're a small entity, the large entities don't want to touch you. 2 years ago, they took all of the grant money and they wiped it out from St. Louis, Missouri to Kansas City, Missouri. So that left us in between, which we are Boone County, Columbia. And if you went to Mizzou, you know what I'm talking about.
How are you?
I've been to Missouri, but I try not to stop.
Uh-huh.
You're doing a good thing.
Well, I am trying. I am trying very hard. So what we've done here lately is open up a snack shop in the Greyhound bus station as a fundraiser so that we can.
Oh, that's awesome.
Young lady, yeah. I didn't get your name. I can't let you get off this ad without me knowing your name.
Carolyn King. Correct.
Well, I tell you what.
I'll give you my phone number if you need.
Every city needs an angel.
Well, thank you.
And whatever city you land in, they're gonna be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't understand, folks. I do not understand that greatness is coming together in all shapes or forms.
Mm-hmm.
Different entities coming together
mm-hmm.
to communicate mm-hmm. and network. This is what this is all about. If
exactly.
there's anybody out there who still doubts,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You're just not going to get it. We have young ladies in the entertainment industry. We have outstanding men who are in the business field. The one and only Mr. Earl Lloyd, who set the tone in the NBA for the game
yeah.
that you could do and you watch right now. All these shoe
mm-hmm.
contracts that everybody has to have,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it started here.
Right.
So this is what we're doing, people. We're bringing us back together to understand, listen,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand you have that spirit in you. It doesn't just have to be in one particular phase of your life.
Right.
Like Mr. Lloyd said, early in life, you can miss the first, you can make a bad call and miss a shot in the first quarter, but you got time.
That's right. That's right.
It's just like Gerald said earlier. You know, it's better
mm-hmm.
if you're going to suffer and struggle. Struggle now while you have strength.
Mm-hmm.
And set
exactly.
the tone for the youth and everybody else that's coming up behind you.
Right.
This is not a mistake, people. Understand this is real. And we can sit back and we can make coonery buffoonery of Black history if we want to and let it pass by with just Malcolm, just Martin, just Oprah,
mm-hmm.
but there are people in your community right now that are making a difference. I'm impressed.
I would like, I would really like to talk to Sonia. I would like to talk to Mr. Walker. I would like to talk to Mr. Lloyd, but I know we don't have a lot of time to do it tonight, but if you would be so kind, I think you have my address and my phone number
mm-hmm.
with you. Would you please give it to them?
Absolutely. We're all going to do some powerful things together, hopefully, in the
Great.
Near future. And understand it, like I said at the beginning, folks, One World Unlimited is bringing all this together.
Great.
So understand, How Was Your Weekend? That Was with a Z is going to be the website that's coming up. It's going to be our network, people, to get things
Great.
In order. This is not
Thank
a joke.
You.
We're going to use the social media for what it really is to bring us together. Let's increase ourselves with our knowledge, understand where we came from so we know where we're going and how to get there correctly. BlogTalkRadioFolks.com/How Was Your Weekend. This is the online happy hour. You got your boy Andy Brown doing some good things here. Check out my website, AndyBrownSpeaks.com. Life coaching. Bobby Hill even mentioned that. It's an honor and a privilege to be called a coach.
So if you're coaching someone to empower them to a better life, think about how much better they can be when they have the right coach in place and helping them.
Amen.
How much better can we be? Folks, let's just keep it real.
Yes.
Sonia, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the artists that you work with and how what you do has a major impact in the industry that people don't even recognize.
Well, a lot of the unsigned artists, these are people that are not on record labels or not major, should I say. They really don't understand that the way that the music business is now, it's not just about getting a label deal signed with a major label. You know, they are failing to understand that it is a business. You know, it's no longer the music business. It's actually now the business of music. So, and a lot of them I'm finding don't want to put in the work that they need to be successful in this business. So that's what my company does. I show them how, what they need to do, and I guide them and show them, you know, position them into a position to where they can do something for themselves rather than going and working for a label and blood, sweat, and tears for somebody else rather than do the blood, sweat, and tears for themselves. So that's what I do in many different ways. And especially now, like you had mentioned about the, you know, the web being so powerful. You know, I've been waiting this whole web thing to happen for many, many years now. I knew it was going to get to this point, and I just couldn't wait. And I didn't want to get a deal. I didn't want any of that because I knew at some point that I was going to be able to do everything that a label can do. In time.
Wonderful.
Time right now. But you have to want to put in the work, and that's something a lot of the people I deal with don't understand. The minute they ask for help, you give them the help, they don't really want the help. They just want an easy way out, and that's just not happening anymore in the music business anymore.
How does that saying go, that at the end of the day, you got to do the work?
Yeah,
I got to cut away, man.
Oh, that's okay. We appreciated you being here. Thank you so much, Mr. Lloyd. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been honored and blessed to have Mr. Earl Lloyd chime in with us. Thank you so much, Mr. Lloyd. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
I look forward to hearing from you, man.
Sounds good. You will most definitely do that.
Okay. Take care now.
Take care.
All right.
Take care.
This is it, folks. I mean, we're wrapping down the last few hours, the few minutes of the show, but I just have enjoyed my time just listening and getting insight from such wonderful people. Now, pioneers in Black America is closer than we actually know. They don't have to be so distant that we just can't touch them.
That's true.
The power of the Internet is huge.
It's true. And I'm loving
every bit of it.
Every minute of it.
How does the iTunes work out for people and getting their songs heard that way? iTunes and music in that aspect.
You mean how does it work out in which way? I mean, you mean how does it work?
Is that a good tool for somebody to be recognized?
Absolutely. It's like iTunes is like one of the biggest digital distributors or retailers, excuse me, out there right now. And that's one of the things I tell my clients, that you do need to get your own site to sell your own stuff as well, so you can keep 100%, but you still got to have access and have your stuff on iTunes, because these days people go to iTunes to download. That's just where it is right now, so it's important to have that as well.
Sonia, what's the name of your company?
It's Rite, that's RITE, the number one entertainment. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I believe you can also find you at writeone.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
RITE1.com, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm all over Facebook, Twitter, all that. If for those who are in social networks, those are really, really big too, as far as for my industry.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And I think it's huge for anybody who's trying to do something for themselves as far as business, because you're reaching out to so many people for free, you know?
Right, right.
Yes. And we have a lot of less fortunate, talented people here. But there is no recording studio. There is no nothing here in Columbia that could help some of these young people.
I mean, and, some, and in the near future, you know, I've always had, I wanted to open something for kids mainly, you know, like little schools of some sort to have them go there because so many of them want to be a part of this industry and they have nowhere.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow.
You know what? I will send you an email. I will send you an email. And Mr. is Mr. Walker still there? Or is he gone?
I believe Gerald timed out. He's a busy man. He got to do what he got to do. I can definitely reach out to him. He's a very good friend of mine.
I want to try. What's the name of his company? Because I'd like to try and find him also.
Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gerald. Okay, he's still there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Can I get a address or something to write you or send you an email?
Yeah, absolutely. You could take my email address.
Okay.
It's Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, at myoyo, let me spell that, myoyo.net.
Okay. You know, you could probably help a lot of people here. You could probably produce some jobs here for people. You could probably do a lot.
It's a company I'm starting out that you'll hear about later, but it's a huge company that's bridging that gap between Africa and the U.S. It's so much money in Africa, and we as African Americans hadn't tapped into it. And I'm talking millions. And I'm giving an example, Sonya, because you're in the entertainment industry. Beyonce, she probably gets $75 a ticket when she do a show here, if I'm correct, somewhere in that range, right?
That's the minimum.
Right, the minimum.
Wow.
She gets $1,000 per ticket in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And it sells out.
Say it again, Gerald.
$1,000 per ticket. And people think Africa is poor. And the arena sell out.
No, it's not poor. I know it's very rich.
My thing is
that since I have Encouragement House and it's a community services program, I see so many people who are so talented, so many people who could use a job but have been turned down. I would like to get, you know, some type of, like Sonya said, you know, some kind of classroom, you know, talking about music industry, talking about what you're doing in the security area.
Right.
You know, it would give a boost to Encouragement House, you know, and the people. And if I can email you from Encouragement House at, you said M-I-O-Y-O?
Yes, myoyo.net.
Okay. I will send you an email from Encouragement House and let you know what I'm trying to do here. I want to try to advance Encouragement House a little bit more so that we can reach a lot of people.
And no problem. Well,
I like the name of that. The name definitely is a getter.
This is how we do it, people. I want to go to the phone lines one more time because before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, the people, my panel that have been on the phone chiming with us, definitely going to make sure that each one of you get a copy of my book out right now. It's called Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't. It's a very outstanding read. We've done some powerful things in a roundtable setting here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're stretching this thing out. And I believe I mentioned this also earlier in previous broadcasts, that we're actually going to make this into a stage play. But I want you all to get a good copy of this book as my token of appreciation to you celebrating Black History Month here. Absolutely.
Andy, I appreciate that. Andy, you let me know about that stage play because also I'm involved in television and film movie productions too. So.
Wow. Smart lady.
Oh, we're going to rock and roll in 2012, y'all. This is real talk. For those who missed this conversation, sorry for you, 646-727-3279. The phone lines are blowing up right now. I have my man that's on the line that wants to chime in. His name is Ray Hardy, and Ray wants to go ahead and get on. What's going on, Ray?
Andy Brown was going down the panel. Yes, hello. How are you this evening? I just want to say thank you. I know I just missed Mr. Lloyd.
Hello.
I want to tell him that he's been influential to some people that influenced me in my life. I used to go to school. One of his sons and one of the other sons I met, he did an excellent job with him, training ways and bringing them up. Also, they taught me certain principles about instead of going out to work for somebody, to go out and take ownership and not be a slave but be an owner and be a producer.
Yep.
Entrepreneurial skills. When I was at Howard, I was new to it, but I was a transfer. He taught me different ins and outs and taught me different survival skills and how to come up in the game of life. Also, in addition to that, I don't know if we mentioned it, but Mr. Lloyd, he has a book out called Moon Fixer, which is on Amazon.com. Go check it out and get a copy of the book. It's called Moon Fixer on Amazon.com. It's an extraordinary tale of his life, how he came up, the trials and tribulations he went through, and what he did to overcome. It's called Moon Fixer on Amazon.com. And while we talk about pioneers during the Black History, I'm a pioneer in my own right, as I'm one of the first African Americans to do a nationwide recruiting service that does it nationwide. What we do is help people, all races, genders, and creeds, get athletic scholarships at colleges and universities. So right now,
wow.
So if you know somebody that needs athletic scholarship, they got decent size and ability, turn them on to us. Our website is chosenonesports.com. C-H-O-S-E-N, the number one, then sports with an S.com. Many were called, few were chosen. Call us up. We can help that choice get right in life.
Can you give me that one more time, that website?
Chosenonesports.com. All you got to do is Google search winning is a lifestyle, and it'll pop up.
Okay. Winning the lifestyle.
Winning is a lifestyle. Google search that, it'll pop up. And our website, again, is chosenonesports.com. And we get results.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, for those, the phone lines are just, I mean, it looks like Christmas right now on this dashboard, folks. People are out there listening. They're probably going to write this down. They're probably going to go back and listen to the show afterwards. You have legends. You have pioneers. You have people right now who are making big moves. Like I said when the show first started, it doesn't have to start and end with Martin and Malcolm. It doesn't have to start and end with Harriet and Oprah. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't have to start and end with Montel and Tyler Perry. It's fantastic folks doing big things right now, that are making a difference in our community, in our country, with our people, with our music. Real talk. Where else can you get this? If you're driving up and down the street, if you're in Walmart on aisle 6, if you're in the presence of your family and your friends, flip your channel. Turn down the volume. Sit back and chime in, log in, listen, and learn to the online happy hour. It's each and every Tuesday night, folks, 8 o'clock. Last week, if you missed the show, like I told you, Miss Ebony Benson, former pageant winner, Miss Black USA, Alabama, is doing some fantastic things with the powder room. Miss Thea Vidal was on earlier this year talking about the reality of the celebrity housewife. In Texarkana, Texas, we did some great things with Mr. Joe Torre, also in Dallas-Fort Worth as well. Folks, this is called networking. Call it what you want. You think we're wasting our time because you don't see us on a regular basis. But this is how things get started.
Exactly.
You don't always have to see money.
Mm-mm.
You don't always have to see greatness, but just understand its presence.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people on the line right now didn't even know who Earl Lloyd is or was.
Mm.
But you constantly watching the NBA on TNT.
Right.
How you think it got you?
Right.
What's up, folks?
Well, Mr. Brown, I am going to have to come out and get off the line and let somebody else get on. And I am going to be sending emails everywhere. I have enjoyed this immensely. I really have. And I thank you for letting me come in and be a part of it.
Carolyn, thank you so much.
You're very
big
welcome.
Big shout out to the folks at the University of Missouri, Ava Gamma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's my home. I love y'all to death.
Okay.
I had a great time there.
Great.
Y'all know my heart is Grambling State University. This is the online happy hour, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Wait. Is Big Rice on the line?
I'm still here.
I want you to hear something real powerful, because I'm about to ask Joe the question real quick, and then I want to ask Sonya this same thing as well. Could you all just tell me, and I want Joe to lead this off, if there was one message that you would like to give our listeners right now, what would it be?
I tell them to be the best they can be.
Yeah, Andy, what was that question?
Stand wherever you're at, until you can get to where you want to be.
The question was, Joe, if there was one message that you would like to give to our listeners, we're talking about pioneers in Black America. If there was one message that you would like to give our listeners, what would it be?
If I would give them one message, Andy, yes, it would be you'll win if you don't quit.
Okay. Is Sonya still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Talk to us, sweetheart.
Mine would be never give up on your dreams. That's something that very powerful to me. Too many people give up. Never too late.
Too many people give
like
up.
Like Mr. Lloyd said.
And that's real. That's real deal, folks. I understand this. We're doing a movement, folks. We want to make sure that your life is better, your lifestyle is better. We want to put you in a positive situation. Check out this website, howwasyourwellness.com. We want to keep you healthy, living better, doing better, sleeping better, and just having your mind completely nourished. How was your wellness? Spell was with a Z. You know I'm ethnic with it. Howwasyourwellness.com. Let me know. Let us know how we can make your lifestyle a little bit better. And there's a young lady that can come on this line and talk about that in a little bit more depth. Her name is Miss Trinity Reese. Trinity is on the line right now. How you doing, Trinity?
I'm doing good. I am really enjoying this show. The guest speaker, Sonya, and I, we go way back, right, girl?
Yes, we do. For the getting
California, we used to party and really sit back after a couple of drinks and talk about our dreams, what we wanted to do in the future and make change. And I'm so proud of you. I'm really, really proud of you.
Proud of you too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And everyone else on the call, Gerald, you know, you're doing just fantastic work out there. Earl Lloyd, just to hear his story, I was one of those people who never knew who he was, so it's just an honor to be able to hear his story and just know, you know. And then you got Ray Hardy, who I've had the pleasure of meeting in person several months ago, along with you, Andy. This is just so inspirational, very inspirational. So it's something you should definitely keep up. Like Earl said early on in the show, you know, Black History Month, it only happens once a month, or not once a month, but once a year, you know, and 1 month out the year. I think this is something that we should do continuously to bring that awareness to people so they can listen to greatness like this, so people can feel encouraged, especially our young people who are, you know, kind of running around frivolous in mind, not knowing what direction to go in. So to hear people on the line like this that are doing great things, it's just really motivational, very motivational.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. And that was something I wanted to bring up to the point, because we're talking about, you know, keeping that network going.
Right.
So this is all, it's not, folks, and for those out there who look for mischief and strife, you're not, we're not trying to say, well, I'm better than you, or I'm doing this and you're not. No, this is all coming together to say, this is my talent, I'm bringing this. This is our own little potluck of growth. I'm bringing the potatoes, somebody's bringing the corn, somebody's got the steak, you got the ribs, you got the bread, the plates, the pens. You know what I'm saying? It's all our own little festive way of nourishing and feeding each other, our spirit, our mind, so we can grow.
Right. And as well as, like you said, you know, nourishing your body physically as well, which brings me to, you know, it's just such an honor to also have you a part of my team, Andy, promoting the wellness product. It's really an awesome product. It's the Nectar, Rise, Calm, and Core. the story behind the founder of the company is truly amazing and heartfelt. It was basically put together due to his wife being stricken. She was stricken with breast cancer, the worst form of breast cancer. Long story short, he traveled the world to Brazil, different countries out there looking for an answer, and he came home with an answer, teamed up with scientists and doctors and did a lot of clinical studies and came up with these different supplements that are truly making a difference in people's lives. So I do encourage everyone that's on the call to go to How Was Your Wellness and just read the information that's there. And if you're interested, if you want to sample the product, reach out to Andy and he can get you samples.
That's not a problem at all, folks. She's keeping it real. There's nothing that we're not saying here that's going to make your life, that's going to bring you down. Everything we're doing right now is all about keeping things together. But that's just keeping it real. You know, that's what we need. We need this. We say Black History Month, and we just want to see the slapstick comedies and laugh at all the old shows, the good times, the hey, the what's happening. Uh-uh. We've had history in the making on the phone, so what we're doing right here and going forward is we're creating history. And I believe that we're going to empower and keep the wheels turning and make a better movement. HowWasYourWeekend.com, folks, is coming up. I'm reconstructing the whole website because I want to make it better for you. Watch what happens in the future, and I want you to be a part of it. Contact me on Facebook. If you have my personal cell phone number, we're going to do some networking and put some things together to make your business grow, so people can know more about you. Real talk.
Your,
let's make it happen.
What are you on? Look under for your Facebook.
Andy Brown.
Okay.
Or you can always check it out at How Was Your Weekend page. Spell was with a Z. I'm ethnic eclectic up in here, but you can find me at Andy Brown.
Oh, you're on Trinity's page too, right? As her friend?
Yeah, okay. He's there.
Okay.
But I want to just let y'all know this has been an outstanding show. If anybody doesn't, are there any other questions that anyone has? Because I definitely want to bring this to a very warm and powerful close.
Hi.
Just keep up the good work.
I love
Thank
the interview.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do this, folks. Let's do this. If you're reaching out to me on Facebook, let your Facebook friends know how much you enjoyed the show. Go ahead and tweet this out. Let them know how much you enjoyed the show. We're networking here. We need to bring people on who are doing some great things. Now, keep in mind, next Tuesday is Valentine's Day. So we got to keep it spicy for you. You may have to just go ahead and break down the top 10 things you need to do to spice up that relationship. We may have to do that on Valentine's Day. We may even just take a break and play back a wonderful broadcast, but we'll keep that in mind. I'll check with my producer, and we'll see what we have to do. But I have thoroughly enjoyed everyone who's chimed in. I want to thank everyone who made this a part of their night, from the directors of With This Ring and the play You Better Ask Somebody. I mentioned the stage play's coming out. Fierce Productions, along with How Was Your Weekend, will be hosting auditions for the upcoming stage play, Second Place Women Who Come In First. So that's going to be taking place very soon. If you're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, get your acting hat ready and let your talent be seen as we bring this great read off the pages and onto the stages. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for a copy of the book, if you have the Amazon Kindle, you can go and find it on Amazon.com. You can look at Barnes & Noble Nook, Book Baby, and download the copy. If you want a paperback copy, you can hit me at my website at andybrownspeaks.com and order your paperback copy there as well. Get an understanding. They say we don't read. It used to be a crime for our ancestors to read. But let your mind go ahead and understand this story, what's going on, so we can go ahead and create this movement and keep it going. So, like I mentioned before, follow us on Facebook. Advertise your business with us, folks, and represent your business to the fullest. Now, Sonya can probably tell you it's going to cost you an arm and a leg and maybe some laughable dollars if you want to go out there with the Sonys and the big wigs out there, but you know me. We can talk about this. We're going to make this happen. It's all about growing you. So we'll talk about that. I want to go ahead and bring the show to a climax. It's been wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and continue on with your evening. As we wrap the show up, I want to thank the panel for their insight. Definitely want to thank Ms. Sonia for dropping in. Thank Ms. Carol King for dropping in, Mr. Gerald Walker. And cannot say enough of how much of a pleasure it was to have Mr. Earl Lloyd on the show with us tonight. Let somebody know you had a chance to hang out and talk with the very first African-American, black American, that is, that played in the NBA tonight. And Trinity, this has been a great show. Did you have a good time?
I did. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to get off the phone and call my girl so we can talk.
That's what's up. As always, folks, you all make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, folks, just let us know that you did that. Do us a favor and tell about two or three more people to share with you and chime in with us so we can keep the party going and make this an ongoing thing. We have a surprise just in store for you each and every week. Log in, listen and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown, and I just want to keep that in mind and let you all know that keep God first in your life, because if you do, he will lead you to the path of prosperity where you truly are destined to be. Good night. Go mob to my frat, and we gone. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.